Hello, BCT listeners. It's been a very, very, very long time since I've been on the BCT podcasting crew. And the name's Riz. Some of you long time listeners will remember me, I'm sure. I'm the guy who threw a tape recorder into the water and watched it swim, and then took it out to see if it would work, and the one who made the very interesting cup of tea. Anyways, it's been a long time since I've done a recording for BCT, so I thought it was high time I did one. I'm not particularly good at reviews, I don't think, but I'll let you be the judge. On this episode, and on this edition of the BCT, we will be having a look at the iTel. Now, I just got this product today, and I thought no one else has done a review on it, so I thought I'd review it, you know, get the whole word out there. So, let's break this down into its composite levels. First of all, what is an iTel? Well, as time's moved on and as, you know, we move into the world of MP3s and digital music and listening, came the formation of iPods. Almost everybody knows what an iPod is. And if you don't, it's made by Apple. It's an MP3 player. There's some reviews on this site of MP3 players, so check them out. Now, an iPod is made by Apple, and there's very, very, very many different types. There's your Shuffle, there's your Classic, originally just known as the iPod, there's your Nano, there's your Touch, there's another one. And it's an interesting product, is the iPod. Now, when you come into these kinds of media players, you can sometimes get large volumes of data space, so you can put lots of files on. But then we get to the level of accessibility. Now, sure, you can find ways around it. Like, with some iPods, you just kind of get used to the menus, and you just, well, with all products, really, you could just get used to the menus and get used to how everything's laid out and do it that way. However, the complexity increases by the amount of data space you have available to you. So, you know, it's okay when it's, you know, 2, 3, 4 gig. But the higher you go, you know, the more you want to know what exactly you're doing in terms of what you're playing. So, the iTel is designed by Cobalt Systems. I think they're called Cobalt Systems. By the way, before I move any further, I have no affiliation with them. I just bought their Brody product. And I'm endorsing it because, well, you'll see why. And I'll give you my full review and opinion. Anyways, I sidetrack. Let me unsidetrack and get back to the point. It's made by Cobalt Systems in the UK. The website you want is www.cobalt.co.uk. That's www.cobalt.co.uk. Now, they do ship to various parts of the world as well, so, and they're actually really friendly to deal with. They're a good company. I enjoyed my dealings with them, and I will tell you a little bit about what I discussed with them before I purchased said product. But anyways, so the iTel is basically a product which enables you to know what you are playing. It'll tell you, you can play playlists, albums, artists. Well, you can play the contents of playlists, albums, and artists. And you can kind of look around, see what's available, and you can navigate. So, I have the iTel with me. I have an iPod. I'll get to that in a minute. But there was something else I was going to touch on. I will get to some of the shortcomings of this product because I want to tell you the truth about it and tell you, you know, all the ups and downs and all this, so you are well informed. In terms of when you get the product, all you get is one unit. The unit is actually powered by the iPod itself, so you don't need batteries. All you need is the unit itself. Now, I have the unit right here, as if by magic. And what it looks like is it looks like a kind of a remote control, if you will. It has buttons on it, large pressable buttons. as you can hear. And at the bottom of it, it has a cable. Now this cable goes down into a docking port type extension. Now this docking port goes into your iPod. And it's like one of those serial type looking things. Not actually a serial, but it looks like that. I don't know what they call these connectors. But it goes down into that. You then plug your headphones into the iPod. Into the iTel. Oh, by the way, on the back it has this belt clip. I'll describe the buttons to you in a minute. This and the unit itself. The other thing I need to tell you here is that the headphones go in at the bottom of the iTel, just next to where the cable comes out. Now, it took me ages to find this, so I'm just telling you guys, because then it may take you ages as well and be thinking, where on earth is it? I looked everywhere for it, and then I thought, dummy, it's right there. So it's when you're holding the unit, it's in the bottom, on the bottom side, on the right-hand corner. And it's just next to where the cable is that goes out. So at least you'll be able to find that. Like I said, it's a black unit. It has 7 buttons. First of all, it has 2 buttons lower down. This one and this one. This one, this one. These are volume buttons. Left one, volume down. Right one, volume up. Now you have to press them for that to have an effect. You can't hold them for some reason, unbeknownst to me. Then above that we have a circle of buttons. In the middle is your center button. Oops. On the left we have your skip backwards, right, skip forwards. The bottom button is your play button, and the top button is your menu button. See? Simple, straightforward, and to the point. And that's all it has in terms of buttons and whatnot. Now, its main idea is that it connects to your iPod, which I'm going to show you in just a second, and it lets you listen to stuff. Okay. Now, because if I was to connect to my headphones, you wouldn't be able to hear what we're doing. I've got some speakers here. I'm too cheap to be able to afford one of those mixing things that people have. So it mixes into their computer and all that. So, okay. Now, first of all, what I'm going to do, I'm going to put this recorder down here. No, I'm not. Let's see if I can do this all one-handed. I probably won't be able to, actually, because connecting the cable can be a bit fiddly. Okay, let's move this here. Now I'm going to take this stand for the recorder, and I'm going to put the recorder down here. Oops. Sorry, you guys, you just got buffeted. Okay. So, I have here it is. My iPod. This is at the moment switched off. I'm going to show you how it works. Now, what they recommend you do, in fact, actually, what they recommend you do is you first switch your iPod on and you press the menu button a good for several times. Then they recommend you press play. I never did that. I just pressed the menu button a few times. And the idea for that is so that you can get to your top level menu. And that's the idea behind doing that. But what they recommend is you press your menu buttons a few times and then you press your play button. For some reason. Anyways. So once you're in the top level menu, what you do then is you plug your iPod in to the iTel. Or the iTel into the iPod. So I'll put this down here. Now this time I'm gonna put the speaker in. Now it goes into the bottom here, like I was describing. It's gonna make a crackling sound. Now I don't know how loud this is gonna be, so if it blows your ears off, I do apologize. It shouldn't, but if it does, you're warned. then I'm going to plug in. Here's my iPod. Now I have an iPod Classic. The new 120 gigabyte model in gunmetal grey / black. Not the silver one. Anyways, I don't know why I told you that. I just did. Okay, so I'm going to unlock this iPod. And I'm going to plug this in. Now you can only plug it in one way. At least that's what they say. And I'm not plugging it in the right way. It only goes in one way. I'm just being very gentle because that's me. I'm still not plugging it in the right way. Okay. I actually had it right the first time.
Version 1.02. Riz's iPod.
There you go.
Main menu.
I hope you heard all of that. Let me now. All I need to do now is put the iPod down. I'm going to turn the volume up on this thing. Okay, so it told me the version number of the iPod. It said Riz's iPod because it's my iPod, so bleh. And then it said main menu, and that's where we are. Now I'm going to press the menu button at the top here.
Setup menu.
That's a bit too loud. Okay, now we have a setup menu. This isn't the setup menu of the iPod. This is the setup menu for the iTel. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into this, and I'm going to press the center button, which is the button right in the middle.
Set voice type.
Now, I'm going to show you the voices you can use. I'm using voice one, by the way. I'll show you that.
This is voice one.
Okay, now what I did was I pressed the center button again when it said set voice type. Now I'm going to press my right arrow.
Please wait.
This is voice two.
That's voice two.
Please wait. This is voice three. Please wait.
This is voice 4. Please wait. This is voice 5. Please wait.
This is voice 6. Please wait. This is voice 7. Please wait.
This is voice 1.
Okay, I'm going to stick to voice one. Now, it does have a funny way of talking, as you can tell. Oops, sorry. And you have to get used to it like you usually do anyways. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to press the menu key to get out of this.
Set voice type.
Then it's gone back to set voice type. Now I'm going to press my right arrow.
Set voice speed.
Now I can set the voice speed. Let me go in there by pressing the center button.
This is speed 3.
Okay, I'm on speed 3. For some reason, I had it actually on another speed, but it's gone to speed 3. So let's go and press the right arrow.
Please wait. This is speed 4.
Speed 4?
Please wait. This is speed 5.
That's speed 5.
Please wait. This is speed 6. Please wait. This is speed 7. Please wait. This is speed 8. Please wait. This is speed 1. Please wait. This is speed 2. Please wait. This is speed 3.
Okay, speed 3. I'm going to keep it at that, so I'm going to press the menu button to
set voice speed.
Okay.
Set word gap.
Now, word gap is a gap between words. You can, so that then, it kind of sets a little gap between words so you can differentiate things. I'll show you.
Speak with short gap. Speak with long gap.
And it gives you a demonstration.
Speak with short gap.
Now I'm going to keep it on that. So I'm going to back out.
Set word gap.
What else do we have? Press my right.
Set voice type.
And that's all the options you have. Now I'm going to press this menu button again.
Setup menu.
Going to say setup menu. I'm going to press it again.
Main menu.
And I'm back on the main menu screen. Okay? Now, as you can tell, it's a funny way of talking, and sometimes you do have to actually get used to the way it talks. It's quite weird, because it pronounces some things in a strange, funny manner. A bit like me, really, I guess. Okay, now I'm going to press the center button. What will happen if I press the center button? Let's try it.
Playlists.
There are my playlists. I'm going to press the right arrow next.
Artists.
Said artists.
Albums.
Albums.
Genres.
Genres, that was.
Songs.
Songs.
Composers.
Composers.
Audiobooks.
Audiobooks.
Shuffle songs.
Shuffle songs.
Shuffle albums. Playlists.
Shuffle albums, and then we're back to playlists. So those are your options. Now, you do have a video and podcast album set, but for some reason they're not showing up here for some strange reason, and I'm not sure why. Maybe it's because I haven't got any podcasts or videos, for that matter. But, strangely enough, let me show you something.
Artists, albums, genres, songs, composers, audiobooks.
Okay, there's the audiobooks section. Watch this. I'm going to press the center button to go into here.
No audiobooks.
Said no audiobooks. So I don't know. Go figure. Okay, so I'm going to back out.
Main menu.
Now, I'm on the main menu. Let's see if it tells me. So let's see what it does if I press the left and right arrow.
Incorrect key.
Now it says incorrect key. That means, when it says that, that means you need to press your center button. Because you've completely backed out of the interface. Now the main menu does have options, but you don't get access to those. Because, and I'll explain why a little later with that. So let's give it a try.
Playlists.
Okay, we have playlists.
Artists.
Artists. I'm going to go into the artists. And I'm going to press the center button.
Aaliyah.
Okay, see, it pronounces some weird. That's Aaliyah.
Ace of Base, All Saints. Andrew 3, Ashanti, Athletes.
I see.
Atlantic State, Audio, Audiobles, of Real Life.
It does pronounce
Berlin, Beverly, George.
Weirdly.
Blurp. The Cranberry. Dan Gibson, Solitudes.
Okay. Now let's go into Dan Gibson.
Dan Gibson and John Herberman.
See, now, the other important thing about iPods is you need to make sure that they're properly tagged up, because that's what the iPod uses to gather its information. I've got a couple of Dan Gibson's Solitudes here.
Dan Gibson's Solitudes.
See, I've got two. Now I'm going to go into one of these.
Albums.
Now see, I press the...
Dessert Spa.
I press the Enter key. The center key, and it's gone into albums. It's and it read me albums. Got the desert spa.
European spa.
European spa.
Forest cello.
Forest cello, that is.
Gentle world Santorini splendor. Natural grooves. Nurture the soul. Desert spa.
I think my soul needs a bit of nurturing.
European spa.
Okay, I'm going to go into European spa, and I'm going to press my center button again.
Songs.
See now.
Crystal mist.
Now it's gone into songs, and then it said crystal mist. Whoever she is.
Soothing source. Resonance.
Okay, I like this one, so I'm going to press play. Well, actually, you can either press play or you can press the center button. I'm going to press the center button just for consistency's sake.
Play.
And relax. I'm going to turn this down a bit. See, now if I press the center button now, this is what it does.
Resonance.
See, it actually is saying resonance, not revenance. But it's acting weird. Or pronouncing weird. Can I stay here or do you want me to move on? Okay, I'll move on. Okay, now I'm going to stop it.
Pause.
Okay, I'm going to pause it then. Fine. Have it wish you will. And I'm going to press the menu button to back out, because you always do that. The menu button backs out.
Songs. Albums.
See? Songs, albums.
European spa.
Okay, just adjusting the volume again. Back up again.
Artists.
Okay, then it's
Dan Gibson's Solitudes.
hush, silly thing.
Dan Gibson and John
We're
Herberman,
back
main
again.
menu. Artists.
Artists,
Albums.
albums, and
Aaliyah.
see, it does the same thing again. You know, you can browse the albums and artists and everything else, your playlists. Let me back out.
Main menu. Main menu. Incorrect key.
See, I backed out too far and it said incorrect key, so I pressed my center button.
Playlists.
And I.
Shuffle albums.
Oh, you've got shuffle. You can shuffle your albums if you wish.
Shuffle songs.
Now, what shuffle albums actually means is it will shuffle the albums within. It'll shuffle the songs within the album. It won't shuffle the whole thing. Shuffle songs will shuffle everything.
Audiobooks.
Audiobooks again. Where shall we go?
Composers, songs, genres, albums, artists, playlists,
Playlists.
Riz's iPod.
Raises an iPod. That's me. At least it is most of the time.
90s music, music videos, my top rated, recently added, recently played. Top 25 most played on the go. Riz's iPod.
See, and then you just press your enter key and you can browse and go through into them. And that's really the way it works. Now, to turn off this device and to shut this annoying bloke up, all you do is you just press and hold. The menu button. And that's done it. Now I'm going to lock my iPod so I don't accidentally turn it on. There. Okay. I'm going to turn this off. Okay, now, a couple of things I was going to tell you about this product now. I got in touch with them because I heard about it and I wanted to know if I could access the menus on the iPod itself. This, and I thought, okay, because you want access to the menus. Because they do recommend that you turn down the brightness and things like that. Now, it would be nice if you could access the brightness and these kinds of settings. They got back in touch with me and they said, no, you can't do it. And they said it's not their problem, it's the Itel only lets them connect to the information that Apple has allowed them to have, because they would even like it to be able to report battery status. And that would, of course, also be a useful feature. So it doesn't allow you to set things in the settings, which I'm very disappointed about. It doesn't allow you to go into those options. It will read all the tracks. It doesn't give you a track length or a duration or any other bits of information. That would be nice if that was available, but it doesn't give you that. The product itself, I think. Whoops. I'm dropping things. You don't need to do that, Riz. Especially considering what I was nearly going to drop. The other thing it'd be nicer if it was a bit smaller. It comes with a belt clip on the back and you can clip it to you, but it's a bit kind of chunky and a bit big, but the buttons are big, easy to press. Could be been a little bit smaller. The unit itself, it's easy to find and easy to use. And I like the fact that they've done it. I'd wish that Apple were more cooperative and would work out a menu system whereby you can access the menu of the iPod. As you can tell, you can access the menu of the iTel, which gives you good settings. I think it's a really good product, especially since I want to put a ton of stuff on this iPod here because it's 120 gigabytes of memory. It will work with most iPods, not all, because it won't work with a shuffle. I think it works with the ones that have the docking thing at the bottom, the docking port. What else can I tell you about it? Like I said, the folks that sell it, they're really nice. And they answer your questions. They answered mine, anyways. Initially, I wasn't going to buy it because I thought, no, I want to be able to set settings in the menus and stuff like that. And I thought, no, I'm going to put so much stuff on here, I might as well buy it. And besides, support them a little bit because I still do think that you do, though, get a limited amount of access. You do get something. It's better than nothing. And you can navigate around. It works easily. You have to get used to the voice a little bit, but who cares? That's just a. And you have to do that anyways with things. So that's and I don't think the voice is too bad. You could change it. I think it's fine. Anything else come to mind? It powers. If I've repeated any of this, I apologize. It's powered off the iPod itself. Let's see, what else can I tell you? Yeah, overall, a decent product. I like it. I'm going to keep it and use it and all that whatnot. So it's out there. Remember, the website you want if you want this is www.cobalt.co.uk, and they do ship abroad. cobalt.co.uk. Now, I've never been a big fan of doing reviews because I'm not very good at them. But if you enjoyed it, or even if you didn't, you can get in touch with me. And the way you do that, short of sending me a carrier pigeon or smoke signals, is you can email me, and my email address is rizfigure4@googlemail.com. RIZFIGURE, the number 4, at googlemail.com. COM. And is that everything? It is. I do hope to see you guys again on BCT. And pollute you with more something at some later date. I'm sure I will. Until then, enjoy whatever you want to, or don't enjoy if that's your want and your way. And I shall see you all another time, or at least maybe I shall, or maybe I'm rambling. Bye bye.